Fill your kitchen with everything you need at Harvey Norman, Newcastle and the Hunters cooking appliance specialists.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
It is us.
It is you.
Oh, yes. Hello.
No substitutes here.
No way. Can't afford it.
How are we all?
Can't afford casuals anymore.
No way.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, what day good. Is it?
It's the, no, it's not. It's hump day.
Okay, Wednesday.
Good. Oh, yeah. You almost got me excited.
I'm struggling with days. I really am. I don't know why this week. Wednesday. Good. Well, you were about to say Thursday.
I was.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Hey. Bad news for Victoria. Those poor buggers down there can't take a trick.
No.
They had all that lockdown last year.
Yep.
And now, what are they battling? Oh, Borrelli ulcers.
Nothing worse.
There's been breakouts in Moonee Ponds and Geelong. Do you know what they are?
Is that a flesh-eating disease? Who'd move to Victoria?
Nobody.
Imagine being locked in your house while your body ate itself away.
Oh.
Sounds like something Netflix will pop out soon, doesn't it?
Yeah. It actually does. Yeah, definitely.
But that's awful, isn't it?
That's terrible, yeah.
Health department put out a few alerts yesterday going, be careful. Yep. They think it's mosquito transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Not person to person, which is good. Otherwise, Dan would be coming out today slamming the everything shut.
Yeah, he would too. Close the borders. You'd get eaten alive by yourself.
It's awful, though. There's so many disgusting things around now.
There really are.
Do you feel like you have an arrowroot biscuit with Nana?
There is, though.
Hi, Nana. Right, just say me, just go along with it for a while, you know, like,
okay.
Is it the world going to hell, boys?
What were we concerned with when we were kids? I know there was AIDS. That was the big deal.
Yeah, no,
but
of that old thing.
I actually just watched. I know you've seen it too. It's a sin on Stan. Oh, my God. That's hard to watch.
Steve. Can we get back to how flippant it was? Like, oh, sure, there was AIDS, but apart from that. AIDS,
which no one knew how it was transmitted for a while.
There's always been something. Though there has, Dee. But when we were kids,
Facebook.
We didn't care.
Yeah.
And we didn't have Facebook. Yeah. Good point. Or news on Facebook.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right.
If there was a flesh-borne eating virus or bacteria back then, we wouldn't have known for months.
Nah, true.
And it would have been in control by then.
Or care.
But that back to that show, It's a Sin, you haven't watched it yet, Steve.
No.
You would
watch
enjoy it.
I've seen an episode.
Yeah. Because...
And I know, it just... I constantly think that's there'll be an It's a Sin, so to speak, in 10 years, 15 years' time about how we're dealing with COVID.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And if you've got younger members of the family that didn't live through... how people were treated with AIDS when it first came to be. It's awful, but it's quite a good show.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, it's interesting. Educational.
Definitely.
It's heartbreaking.
It's a part of our history we can't avoid.
No.
And it's interesting if you didn't know about it.
Yeah.
But you're dead right.
Yeah.
And from when it first came out, and I mean the AIDS diagnosis, it was a big scare tactic, you know, to what it became.
Yeah, well, hello. The one thing that still freaks me out is that Grim Reaper doing the bowling ball ad.
Haven't been back yet.
To bowling?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I think I was probably, I don't know how old I was, maybe I'm 11.
You would
I'm
have
going,
been kid,
I'm going, whatever.
Tiny.
Mum.
It was scary,
Mum,
was it?
You get AIDS bowling.
Yeah.
Every AMF around the country was viewing that ad came out. What are you doing?
Because as kids, we didn't really understand it.
Yeah, you just saw the Grim Reaper at a bowling alley.
We just saw the Grim Reaper bowling people over.
Basically, the pins were humans, children, family, grandpas, right?
That's terrible.
The pins were humans. Grim Reaper bowls, knocks them all over, saying the ball is AIDS and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, it was.
But anyway, it's on Stan if you've got it.
It's definitely worth a watch. It's only 5 episodes as well, so it's like a nice, quick, easy watch.
I can share my password because, I mean, it seems like the whole world has my passwords these days.
I
so if you need to watch it.
I passed it out last night at the bowl.
Did you?
It's because a few wanted to catch up and didn't want to pay, but...
Anyway, so generous, thank you.
Anyway, Nan, could you just nip in the kitchen and make us a cup of tea?
Okay.
Just a bit of milk.
No, when she comes back, just go along with it.
Okay.
She watches a lot of Current Affairs.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Morning, everyone.
We cleverly planned that song to go into this conversation.
Yeah, true.
By the cars.
Yeah. I was saying to the lads, meaning Stephen Risey.
That's
I was saying to the lads.
It suddenly has become the Tanya and Lads show.
No, but I was saying.
Do you, mate?
That why every time you go into a gift shop, What do you see? You see paintings of combis.
True.
You know,
it's become quite fashionable, hasn't it?
Very much so. So it's left the road and it's gone into the world of art.
Yeah.
But it got me thinking about why, if the combi is so popular, why don't they just bring it back?
Thought the same thing, because Fiat brought back that little Bambino-y kind of car, but they just modernised it up a little bit.
Yes, they did.
We know that the Minis are back.
Yep.
The Beetle came back. Why haven't they done a little slightly cooler but combi? I don't know, Tang.
You can have,
because
this,
if you get an original combi done up, $94,000.
Yeah, Steve sent me one over the weekend.
I can't believe that.
I tire kick combis all the time because Risey's family is ever increasing.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
And a freshly, nicely done up combi. That one I sent you was $94,000?
Yeah, $94,000, and it was a 1966.
Unbelievable.
Combi. So 60 years old.
And if you go on to the VW Beetles, they'll be the original Beetles, right? They're about $30,000, and then the new Beetles are about $25,000.
Yeah, exactly. They're cheaper. Okay. They're cheaper.
So why then, why haven't we seen a resurgence of a combi? Like, they could bring it out, same shape, same bucket, like bench seats, I mean.
Yeah.
But make it mod cons.
You know what I'd get? If they brought out a cooler version of a car, and they did it in 2003, but I'd buy a 2021 version of a Monaro.
Would you?
Oh, but done.
Yeah.
Not because when they brought the 2003 one, it was a bit like newy-newy. Yeah. I mean the original Monaro shape with a few, like you say.
Yes.
Mod cons.
Mod cons. Yeah. Conveniences.
A couple of airbags and seats. A phone thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Look what we go to.
I know.
I go heated seats.
Yeah, yeah. Well, vital.
I'll go Apple CarPlay. I want a nice shiny dash.
I just want airbags because I drive like a maniac.
All right. Well, that kind of leads us to this. Which car, if you could bring one back, what would it be? Of course, there's going to be like Holden Ford people lovers that go back there.
Think of a car that you loved in your life, maybe even, that you would love a 2021 version of.
That's it.
133353. Give us a call.
There you go.
The MG. Yeah. My dad had one when I was growing up.
See, MG are back,
loved
right?
It. Are they?
Right, yes, but again, newer shapes.
Yeah.
You mean, and I
mean, the MG sports car, the little red one.
That's what my dad had.
You can get those, but you're right, the original 1960s shape.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That would look very cool.
If you'd like to
join in. Why are they doing that?
Don't know.
133353. Give us a call right now. They are idiots. 133353. If you'd like to join in on cars that you'd like to make a comeback, what would it be?
It'd be you, right?
I love the combis. Absolutely love the combis. But one of my favourite ever cars growing up.
Jeep.
I love the Jeeps. It's very similar to a Jeep.
Tanya, it's not a race.
Oh, I thought it was a quiz.
It's very similar to a Jeep. It was a Suzuki Sierra. It was the tiny little four-wheel drive, box four-wheel drive.
With a canvas top or not?
I had a hard top, but you can get them with the soft top.
That's kind of what I call a Jeep as a kid.
Okay, well, exactly. Yeah. I will get a little mini Jeep again.
I'd be doing
it. I love them.
I'd be doing an EP Nikki, so I won't, but I've got a photo of mine, a red one on a beach.
Yeah,
oh,
Suzuki
soft top
Sierra
or
soft top.
I've seen that photo of yours, Steve, because I had the exact similar one. But
yeah, but you
like
had a roof on it, mate. You're an idiot.
Yeah. I did have
a... Why did you have a roof? The whole idea was to peel it back and have the wind blowing in your hair.
You want to know why? Because it was when I was going to uni, and I was honestly thinking, I parked on the road over at Callahan all the time, and I was like, someone's just going to slash that and take whatever I want.
Yeah, true.
Okay, here's the truth to that, having the soft top. Mm. Remember, this is the 80s, and you had to unclip it, fold it, and put it in the back, okay?
Yeah.
So when it rained, and you know how I don't like hassle, I can't tell you how many times I just drove.
In the rain.
I can imagine.
Just literally dripping wet going, too late.
We've got Dylan who's giving us a call.
Dylan, what would you like to see come back? Hello, Dylan?
Dylan! We'll go to Dave.
Yeah.
Go to Dave. Okay. We got Dave from Neath. Hey, Dave.
How you going?
Yeah, good.
I'd like to see the GTR Tirana come back.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I saw a few of those as a kid in Raymond Terrace, let me tell you.
Is that, hang on, I always...
It was purple.
Is that the tail back or the square back, mate?
The tail back.
Yes.
The actual one shape.
I know the one you mean.
Did it have... Did some people do stripes, paint stripes on them, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, another one senior means here. There were certain ones in there. It was like a stripe down the bonnet.
Yes.
Like a race car
That's
stripe.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So did they come like that, or did people paint them on?
I think a few came off the...
Right.
I think the XU1 did, but the GTR didn't.
No, there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Rightio.
Good
call, Dave.
And again, remember, you've got a picture in your mind. We're not talking about a new version.
No.
The old version just spruced a little.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
I think we've got Dylan there now, Tanya and Steve.
G'day, Dylan.
You got John.
John,
oh, hello,
g'day, John.
Good morning. Datsun 1200.
The Datsun 1200.
Yeah, in the exact shape that it was, mate. Let's even keep that vinyl roof on it.
You know what? What colour were the Datsun 1200s? Because I know the 120Y.
Green, I always think, of 120Y.
Yeah, they had the 200Bs were, you know, on sky blue with the, like, a bony colour vinyl roof.
Yeah.
Amazing. And,
yeah, my 1200 had just a white with the red vinyl seats.
Ooh. Oh, did you get fluffy dice at the show and hang them from your rearview mirror?
No.
Oh. Dylan doesn't. John, sorry, doesn't even sound Italian.
Well, I had a Datsun 180B. Mm. It was ancient when I got it because it only lasted about 7 months before it just died. Mm. But the 180B, John, was it not white with a black vinyl roof? I had.
Oh, there's a few, but yeah. Most of the sky blue was the most popular.
Was it?
Nice. Yeah.
But I certainly...
Complete with the rust holes on the side.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's another thing. Remember the good old days when cars would rust?
Thanks, John, for the phone call.
Remember that?
I know, they don't anymore.
You'd pull like a uni student and pull up and you'd have a rust bucket and be like, oh, look at that. Now...
So true.
Would you like rust-proofing that? No, I suppose.
Any of those songs that kind of, I don't know, as a group, you just start joining in. Mm. That's why we love those sort of songs. There's a few of those around.
Well, I like a woo and a dun-dun-dun.
So I'll like
dun,
a Sweet Caroline. Dun, dun.
That's a good one for that.
Yeah, Sweet Caroline, perfect.
Yeah, so that's what we want to throw out to you. What's the song that you know that everyone's just going to join in?
Yeah, you're at a party, you're anywhere, it gets put on and there's been a few drunk. And it's on. Yeah.
It can be absolutely any song we're talking as well, couldn't it? Like, doesn't have to have a woo in it, does it?
No, this song, because the kids love horses, don't they?
Absolutely.
It's all back.
I love it when we say the kids, because you're right.
Yeah, us too. You know that everyone is going to join in. What is it?
And 1-888-353. Give us a call.
On the kids again.
Yeah.
Wonderwall.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Oasis Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Again, you walk in and you see it, and a tear in my eye, mate. So good.
Yeah. It's a cross-generational, isn't it? Mm. That's what we're looking for, the song that everybody joins in.
1-888-353. Give us a call right now. Should we take them now or take them after the break, Tanya and Steve?
I don't know, mate. You want to have a complete meeting on the show?
We'll do it after this. We'll do it straight after this.
Songs that get the crowd going.
Yeah, the one that everybody you know is going to sing along. What is it, Craig?
Well, Steve, you can appreciate this because apparently you love a drink. But cheers to the freaking weekend.
Cheers to the freaking weekend.
Rihanna, yeah. I do know that.
What
I
is
do.
It?
Yes.
I don't know it.
Probably not the bushest song in the world, Craig.
No, but I still love it.
But
anything about drinking some whiskey is good.
Anything that says freaking, I don't like.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Craig. We'll add that to
Jeez,
the list.
Tenuine. I wonder why he thinks I like a drink.
I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you, wingman? Hello. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm all right. Tanya's with me too.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, Tanya. Hello. Tanya gets all the attention, Steve. I thought I'd give you a bit.
Don't get me started, Dave. You've obviously been at our meetings.
Now, Dave.
Oh, fair enough, yes.
What is the song that everyone gets to sing?
It's got to be Day Drunk, Morgan Evans.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
There you go.
Who cares?
There you are. Nah, well
Love
spotted,
it.
Dave.
Good on you, Dave. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to Alex at East Maitland now. What's yours, Alex?
500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
It's one of our faves.
Here it is. Yeah, it's pretty good. 500 miles an
hour, walk 500 more. Fancy. I love all these sing-alongs, all the songs we don't play on Triple M. Now, who have we got? we got Paul from Edgy.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well. What is it?
Well, straight away I said Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a classic.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun. I feel so good.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Classic fade eight from T.E.T.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll go to Bernadette here in Thornton. Tanya and Steve.
Hi, Bernadette.
Hello, Tanya. How you going?
Very well.
Yeah, I'm here too, mate.
Hello, sweetness.
Hello, sweetness. Hey, what do you want? Which one?
We Are the Champions by Corey.
Oh, of course. Yep.
All the time.
Love it.
Yeah. I've got to admit, Bernadette, Tanya's put me off that song over the years.
Why?
Oh, you'd play it if you won an egg and spoon race.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Honestly, a game of checkers and that comes on.
I liked it in Mighty Ducks. Do you remember that ice hockey movie?
Yeah.
It was probably like 25 years ago.
Emilio Estevez.
Emilio Estevez, yes!
Hello, squid.
There you go, mate.
Oh, you're going to... Oh, yeah, I know what song. Harder, mate.
Good stuff.
Which is it?
In Excess, Tear Us Apart. And they could never
tear us apart. Here we go.
Just said rips parties apart, that song.
Love it.
Love it.
So good at a party. Good on you, Squid. Thanks for joining us.
Do we have Dean Brody in the Cruel Sea doing It's Friday? Because that's such a great Friday's drinking song. You'd love it, Stephen.
Okay. I don't know it.
No.
Dean Brody and the Cruel Sea?
No, we don't.
No, it doesn't ring a bell.
That would, honestly, if I could play that to you, you'd be drunk Monday to Thursday as well.
What's different?
Okay, you'd be drunker Monday to Thursday as well.
Wow.
That is drunk.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a shame.
You know the way it's heading? I'm not kidding. And this is for older people that will know. I realise I've become the Dean Martin of Newcastle. Oh, Tanya. Oh, what's the show we got today?
That's why I carry a jar of olives in my handbag.
That's my girl. They were great.
Awesome.
Loved all of them.
Love them.
Can't think of another one myself.
Hmm.
Can you?
Dean Brody in the Cruel Sea doing It's Friday.
Please play it amongst yourselves at home.
Yeah,
Google that one.
Yeah.
I'll
Google
it.
Will I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll play it for you at Nikki's wedding.
Good stuff. It's Daniel and Steve. Thanks for your calls. Call us anytime. 1-333-53-MMM.
Got to say, on this whole vaccine thing, my favourite line still is, Tanya, no way am I having that vax. You don't know what's in it, said the guy who bought a pinger off a guy in a toilet at the pub.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's just my favourite line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all have different views on things.
Well, yeah. We're in the world of the vaccination being rolled out,
yeah.
But we're certainly not in the world of, well, what does it mean, say, in 6 months or 12 months?
Mm.
As far as travel, employment, is there going to be a no jab, no job policy for some?
And then you boil into human rights.
Exactly, and discrimination. So we thought we'd catch up with our legal expert, Sam Macedoni, and just see what the legal world is thinking of going forward, what kind of world we will be in. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Steve.
Will it be that, Sam? Would we ever see a world where it's, if you don't have the jab, you can't work here?
Look, it's likely to be that, but there are a lot of legal complexities with all of this. I mean, a lot of people say that it's the wrong approach to take. It could be discriminatory. Vaccine is not compulsory. The government says, however, it should be encouraged, but you can't force someone to take it. But on the other hand, you've got employers and departments that have an absolute duty to make workplaces safe, and that could mean COVID secure standards. So I think it could be legal for companies to insist, especially for new staff, that they must be vaccinated as a condition of their contract of employment. And that's because they need to look after all their other employees. But I don't think that they can order existing staff to be vaccinated, because it's not something that's mandatory, and then that could be very discriminatory. So you can't force them to take the vaccine.
Well, that's what you just said is starting to happen. I just saw a story in London. There's a plumbing company, and they said they will not hire new staff who have refused the vaccination on non-medical grounds, but they can't enforce it with their existing staff. But what happens if you cry discrimination? Where does that come in? Where is the rules around discrimination?
Well, that's a very interesting point, and it's got a lot of legal problems, because you can say, look, that's discriminatory. But on the other hand, you've got the argument, look, it's a health issue. I need to protect my staff. I need to protect the co-workers. I need to protect my customers, because I don't want people going out mixing with other members of the public who might be carrying this disease. So, it's not a discrimination, it's a health thing. And, public health and safety, I think, is paramount to whether you're discriminated against or not. But that's my opinion. But I just think it's the health of co-workers, and that is just so important. And employers have an obligation to do that. But, where I see this coming into effect is not so much in whether you can get a job with a particular company, but I see, for instance, pubs, clubs, restaurants are simply saying, I'm sorry, condition of entry is that you've got to have the jab. If you don't have the jab, you can't come in because we can't afford to have any outbreaks in our business. It could happen with the state saying you can't cross our border unless you've got a jab.
Right.
We know it's going to happen with airlines saying, I'm sorry, unless you've got the jab, you can't fly with us.
Yeah.
Already you can't go to a care centre unless you've been vaccinated for the flu. So I dare say they'll also say if you don't get the jab, you can't come in here. And that's where I think we will have the incentives for people to get the jab.
From a social and legal point of view, Sam, is this one of these wait and sees because it's the great unknown, meaning if a judge was to side on the person that was claiming discriminatory, you're setting precedents and could turn everything around?
Well, I think it is a wait and see,
yeah.
But I honestly think the weight of the opinion will be on the basis that you have to protect not only yourself, but people that you work with and people that you deal with within the community. If you don't want to get the jab, that's fine, but it simply means you can't mix with those that have it.
Mm.
And I think it'll come down to that, honestly. But it'll take a law at the end of the day to say, look, this is legal, but at the moment, full of complexities, there are arguments both ways, both sides. Who knows?
Mm.
I mean, what would you do if you go to work and everyone there has the jab except two people? Do you think, well, hang on a minute, why am I put at risk?
Yeah. Well, we're on the seventh floor, so we'd make short work of them, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Well and truly.
That's right. Only one more floor to go and ta-da!
Hey, Sam, just on what you were saying about the flu jab, you're right. It is operating right now because we had a family member in a aged care, mm-hmm. and we could not visit unless we produced our flu vax certificate, even though we all had our flu vaxes in April, May. Mm. This was December. Mm. We couldn't walk through the door unless we produced our cert. No one cared.
It's
we just
enough.
Did it.
Yeah, but technically you need a letter from your doctor before they let you in.
That's it.
Mm.
That's it.
Otherwise they'll say, sorry, you can't come in because you're a danger to all the people we have in here.
Yeah. All right. Well, good to catch up with you. Are you going to get the jab?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As soon as it comes, I'm going to line up. As soon as I can, I'm going to get it because I'm not going to put other people at risk and nor do I want to be at risk.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, thanks, Sam.
Pleasure. Take care. Have a good day.
Good on you. Sam Macedoni, legal expert.
Don't you think it's one of those things you can overthink as well?
Mm.
Like you just said, you know, and I know the world is full of overthinkers and people looking for a problem.
Yeah. But it's not even new, Steve.
No.
Growing up in the terrace with the big RAF feeder school, like, you know what I mean? Lots of RAFies would come and go. It was almost like a badge of honour. A lot of my RAFie friends had the big...
I know that scar.
You know that
big jab on the arm. I know the one you're talking
about.
Was it tuberculosis?
I'm not even sure, but it was Malaysia, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
Yeah, if they showed you your arm, you knew their parents had done time in Malaysia with the RAF base.
Yep.
And it was massive. It was like the size of a 20-cent piece.
Yeah, I do know the one you mean.
There's a scar for life.
Yeah, because it was a needle with a lot of prongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang, I know that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, no one kicked up a fuss back then.
No.
Or if they did, we didn't hear them yelling from their lounge rooms.
We didn't have social media then, mate.
That's what I mean.
No one told us to be cranky.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, if you turn up to work with Tanya and Steve without the jab, they will throw you out the window from the seventh floor. I took from that conversation.
No, Rosie, we can't. The windows are secure. We have to take them to the eighth floor of the primal.
Actually, we do have to go up to
the roof. Remember that last
boss? Yes.
We pushed it, the window wouldn't go.
Wouldn't
take
wouldn't
up
open.
One more floor.
It's Daniel and Steve.
He waved.
He did, yeah. It's Triple M. Triple M's name game.
Well, look at that. Tina from Anna Bay got back first.
Hi, guys.
Hi, congratulations, Tina.
Thank you.
$102. I love where you've written here. If you won, you're going to take Deb out for lunch. Who's Deb?
Deb is my friend, and so I nominated her, and we're heading off for lunch this weekend.
Where are you going to go, Tina? Where are you taking Deb for lunch?
Well, we're heading off to Charlestown to do a little bit of girl shopping.
Ooh,
So we might stop in at the pub.
Charlestown, the brew house is there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots to eat, Charlestown.
Where's that down the bottom there in that new section?
Yeah, brew house is next to the bowling alley.
Yep.
You'll have a great time.
We will.
Do you like sushi, Tina?
Love sushi.
Get to the train. I'm telling you, it is sushi toot toot pleasure.
And you'll have money to spare.
Fantastic.
Not
all right.
Much.
Thanks, Tina.
Good on you, Tina. Our pleasure. $102.90. Go on to you just for registering at triplem.com.au for our name game. $8,000 we've given away in the last month.
Easy, okay. Tiger.
Well, I was going to ask you, how many plates do you pile up when you're at the sushi train?
Don't. It's my shame.
Go on.
Oh, upwards of 10.
What? For you? Just one? Just you?
Just yellow plates, or do you go all out?
You go purple or black, I reckon.
Oh, like a rainbow as far as plates go.
That's the high end.
Yeah.
My nerves are going to be quiet because it's not my. You know, I'm not proud. But, I do tend to lose my mind at a train.
Wow. See,
I don't do the top end plates.
Don't you?
No, I really don't. Yeah. I don't see the value in that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I do 2-3 max.
Oh, Lord. What are you there for dessert?
No, that's enough. It's filling. All that rice and carb.
Do you go just the yellow, or do you go? Do you not care?
Look, whatever floats my boat. But I'm usually just a tuna and avo girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, easily placed.
Because I get scared in case it's eel. I don't want to eat eel.
Right.
Is there ever any eel on the train?
We'll be looking for her now.
I don't know about you two. Right now, I'm feeling this is one of the best breaks we've done this week.
What's your favourite type of sushi? Well,
glad you asked, Ros.
What is it?
I'm not a big eel fan either.
No, I'm scared.
I just like the usual sashimi. Sashimi,
you like the raw stuff?
Yeah, a bit of wasabi and everything. Yeah. Don't go to the commercial break, mate. I'm enjoying it.
Do you do wasabi, Tanya?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Well done. And soy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? The soy sauce is in the shape of a fish.
I know. It's
nah, we're going to the
Hey, Tanya, see that table at the end of our hallway?
Mm.
Race ya!
Well, that's kind of how it happened on Manly Corso Saturday night when Harry met Tom.
When Harry met Tom, don't you love it?
Harry is a West Tigers fan, saw Tom Trbojevic there and challenged him to a race.
Mm-hmm.
First up, Tom said, "Don't be silly. I'm a highly paid NRL player and my season's about to begin. Yeah. I will not be racing you late on a Saturday night on Manly Corso."
Having a couple of beers as well.
That could be an extreme risk to my hammy.
Yeah.
Then Harry said, "Oh, come on, Tom, you big girl." And Tom went, "Okay, then."
You don't say that, do you?
No.
Yeah, it's a wonder he didn't go.
And then next minute.
And then they took off.
Holy s***! Harry's faster than Turbo!
That's right. Harry won, everybody.
Harry won.
The New South Wales and Australian winger and Manly fullback was beaten by Harry.
Now, nobody knew about this. So this was Saturday night. Sunday came and went. And then Manly decided to go public on Monday and go, "Hey, we've got some good things happening. You know, Tom's on board and, you know, he's looking healthy."
Yep.
A few hours later, that video emerged.
Mm.
And actually, it was Channel 9 that rang Manly and went, "Hey, someone's given us some video of Tom and racing a bloke called Harry on Saturday night."
No, he slipped over in the shower and did his hammy.
Well, that's what he said.
Mm.
Pretty embarrassing one to actually say, but, just waking up yesterday morning, I've slipped over in the bathroom and, just felt it go. So, it's pretty hard to say. It's a pretty hard one to take, but, I don't even know what else I can say.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tom, but the only time you can get away with slipping over in the bathroom is when you're on the pension.
I would love, if this was 1990s radio, to sit Tom Trbojevic down and put him against a polygraph.
Absolutely.
Let's do a little lie detection on Tom.
I thought you were going to say spank his bottom.
Well, there's that. I'm sure the execs of Manly are lining up to do that one.
Because did that injury happen in the bathroom or did it happen here?
Harry's faster than Turbo!
The reason Harry beat him because I think Tommy blew his hammy halfway down the course.
Well, I mean,
who knows? Look, honestly,
we don't know.
We're throwing it out there because it just seems to. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's kind of.
Yeah.
I just think it's coincidental.
I mean, of course it's bad for the team and think, but Saturday night to a footballer.
I know.
Race ya.
It's just.
When was the last time you were in a running race?
Well,
apart from happy hour last weekend.
I was just going to say, when they called last drinks
and
at the
can. I'd like to point out, I won, Lizzie. I won. Only by a hand, though.
It's embarrassing going out with you both when they call last drinks.
Well, we always push people over in front of us.
Yeah, I know you do.
But seriously, I couldn't tell you.
No.
I mean, legit.
No.
No,
not since. No, not, I can't remember.
I know.
Yeah. I know there would have been one, though, because...
Oh, there's no question.
Because you're very competitive.
Yeah, yeah, very competitive. Right. And then she, halfway, if you beat her, it's like, oh, I've done a hammy.
But how's that? And now Harry's he's opened offers from the NRL. Well, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently the Storm are putting some feelers out because they're losing Attica next year.
How good's that, though?
I do love it. I just realised something.
Thank God it wasn't a Knights player. There's that.
Yeah, yeah, because we'd be sitting here outraged.
Yeah, Ponga did that. We were like, Ponga, you idiot.
Here's something I just remembered. Remember when we went down to Sydney once when we were doing our overseas, getting all the visas to do the show overseas?
I was actually wondering if you'd remember this.
Do you remember that EP Nikki and Ricey had a running race?
Yeah. We actually had a running race. Yeah.
You won, too.
I won. Thank you very much for remembering that, Tanya, because...
I wouldn't be proud of that, mate. You beat an Oompa Loompa.
She's not an Oompa Loompa.
She Stephen. Is. She's tiny.
Oh, when you say Oompa Loompa, that means rotund.
No.
That's what I thought, like a little beach ball. That's what
she was then.
Oompa
Loompa. Oh,
she lost a lot of weight with the wedding.
Let's face it, it was a beach ball with a head on it.
But actually, because I remember she's very competitive, like our friend Tanya, Steve.
Yeah.
And I think one of you guys said, you guys should have a running race. And Nikki said, okay. And then we had a running race. How embarrassing. Sorry about that, guys.
That's all right. Mm. Nah.
I did win, though.
Just to clarify, Oompa Loompa to me is short.
Okay.
Should we think short and round is normally Oompa Loompa?
Oompa, boompa.
Doop-a-dee-doo. I'm going to run and race with you.
It's Tanya and Steve.
Tanya and Steve are back tomorrow from 6.
Harvey Norman, Newcastle and Hunter are the cooking appliance specialists. Get there today and start tomorrow great.